This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Duarte Geraldino. And Starbucks gave in to pressure in the UK. It volunteered to pay more than $30 million in corporate taxes over the next 2 years. Starbucks is one of several U.S. corporations accused of not paying enough taxes in Britain. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Starbucks sold more than $600 million worth of coffee in Britain last year and yet reported a loss, so it didn't pay any corporate tax. It hasn't paid any for 14 of the 15 years it's operated very profitably here. This feat is entirely due to accounting. The company has, quite legally, funneled its profits into other low-tax jurisdictions. But in a time of austerity, this tax practice is not popular. Starbucks UK boss Chris Engskov now says the company will voluntarily pay at least $32 million into the British government's coffers.
We are taking action to pay corporate tax here in the UK. We're going to do it what's beyond required by the law, and we're going to do it whether we make a profit in the next 2 years. And frankly, we've done it because we've listened to customers.
His customers were threatening to boycott the chain. Protests are still planned at 40 Starbucks stores this weekend. Starbucks is not the only company in the firing line. Amazon, Google, Facebook and Apple have also been heavily criticised for their tax policies. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.